Today was electric around the country for No King's Day. Tens of thousands of people showing up in force to protest the Trump administration. I want to go through some of these pictures and videos, tell you a little bit about what happened today, and then look at the flip side, Donald Trump, where, you know, he had this military parade that just so happened to fall on his birthday. He was hoping all these people would show up to watch him speak. Nobody did. Meanwhile, we have, you know, tear gas right now going out in Los Angeles as things escalate there. And so you kind of paint these two pictures, one of very peaceful, very patriotic protests, and the other of this rising authoritarianism, Donald Trump trying to give speeches and, you know, say, look at the army I control, essentially, and he can't get it under control. I could only imagine Donald Trump has not had a good day. Now, before we get into that, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love. And when Adam and I were out there in Chicago today, which, by the way, sunscreen next time. When we were out there today, so many of you came up to us, said hi. We appreciate all the love, truly means the world. You guys are the best. So make sure you click the link to my YouTube channel, click subscribe. It really means a lot. And for this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA. I say it every time. Uplift Gen Z voices, build something to kind of compete against this MAGA media, as we call it. And if you want to be a part of this growing community, all you have to do is click subscribe. It means the world. Now, let's get into what happened today around the country. Despite warnings from the law enforcement not to attend today's No Kings rally after this morning's shooting of Minnesota lawmakers with the killer on the loose, the No Kings rally is happening at the Minnesota State Capitol in St. Paul. As I'm sure you saw today, the absolutely horrific news out of Minnesota. And despite the fact that this individual had not been caught, or I believe at this moment as I'm recording this, has not been caught, people still showed up in honor of our beloved Melissa. We are pissed. Donald Trump, frankly, cannot stop what's coming. Like, we are here. We are loud. It is not just the older generation. It's not just the younger generation. It's not just white people. It's not just black people. It is everybody. We are here in force. And it is so just, it brings shivers to your spine to see something like this. The people of Minnesota saying, you know what? No, we're not going home. We're going to show up because this is what the Minnesota lawmakers would have wanted us to do, to not stand down in a time like this in American history. And it is just so, it's incredible. It's incredible to see. My heart goes out to Minnesota and to the families that were affected by these absolutely awful attacks. In honor of our beloved Melissa, this is just such a powerful photo. Shout out to Minnesota. We have the No Kings protests are huge. Look at this. Look at that video. That is unbelievable. We had similar scenes, I'd say, in Chicago. If you saw Adam Mockler and I live, we were expecting in Chicago to have about 10,000. And I pretty confidently would say we blew past that. I mean, it was packed downtown Chicago. The noise was loud. We were in front of the Trump Tower, people chanting, using their voices, all completely peaceful. It was incredible. And again, when you see stuff like this, and I was telling people today as I talked to them, this stuff matters. Like, we've already seen Donald Trump roll back some of his immigration policy, kind of in a stunning reversal, saying, well, we're going to work toward protecting undocumented people in the farming industry, in the hospitality industry. Is it perfect? No, of course not. Of course not. But again, like, this constant idea that in this administration, they need you to feel out of control. That's how they succeed. That's the whole point. They want you to feel like Donald Trump has all this power, he's already elected, and there's nothing you can do. That's always how they succeed. But when we show up, when we make our voice heard, when you talk to friends and family, when you share the videos, when you do whatever, it makes a difference. Donald Trump's poll numbers, start to tank. And he has to get on the screen and say, okay, wait, I'm reversing, right? Keep pushing. This is exciting stuff. You should be excited. I'm floored. This is one stretch of one side of the street in deep red, small town, Knoxville, Tennessee. I was born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. Spent a lot of time in North Georgia. I've spent quite a bit of time in Knoxville, Tennessee, not that far. Knoxville, Tennessee. This is a city that Trump won in 2024 by 20 plus points. Look at this. Wow. One side of one street. Look at the amount of people that are out there, man. We are here. Like, I cannot say this enough. I'm excited. I'm excited. to see so many Americans out in force. We can do this one day at a time. Shout out to the people in Knoxville, Tennessee. What an incredible turnout. That is unbelievable. Wow. Really, really impressive stuff. And so we move to the flip side. You might have seen us in Chicago. You see Knoxville, Tennessee, Minnesota, New York, Atlanta. And this is what we have on Constitutional Avenue for Donald Trump. Bleachers looking a little bit empty there. A little bit empty for Continental Avenue, near where Donald Trump was or is scheduled, I believe, to speak. And again, this idea that there was supposed to be thousands of people at this, and it's very clear that those crowds just did not show. Because you know what they were probably more interested in doing? Showing up to protest at these No Kings rallies. And then you look, while all of this is happening, while Donald Trump is struggling to draw crowds, we've seen other pictures kind of in front of the lawn here where Donald Trump's going to speak, looking pretty empty. What else is going wrong for Donald Trump? Let's take a listen to this video from CNN from just a few minutes ago.
We are looking at some pictures from moments ago of police trying to clear protesters from a No Kings demonstration in Los Angeles. You can see their smoke grenades, I guess, pepper spray that appears to be being detonated there in the area as they're trying to move people away from this specific area. Jamie, this is a bit of a split screen that we are seeing between this parade going off in Washington, D.C. Right. and protests around the country, but now some pictures like this coming in from Los Angeles.
Right. So I think we should say that apart from this scene, the other protests we've seen around the country have been peaceful, at least as far as we know. This is the first one that I've seen that looks like this. And this is a big concern, I think, for the people who helped organize these protesters. They have asked for peace. They asked for discipline. No question, exactly this kind of scene is a concern. You never know what the intent and motivation is of people who show up at protests. People come for different reasons, but this is exactly what they didn't want to see at a protest.
So now, a couple things here. The question becomes, A, as we learn more about this, we will try to update you as quickly as possible. I'm curious why police got involved and if anybody was being violent, especially in Los Angeles, as we see Donald Trump really hyper-politicize that area. And frankly, he's the one bubbling these tensions. But furthermore, I think even in the potential that people here did things they weren't supposed to. I mean, around the country, it was all peaceful. I was in downtown Chicago all day. Incredible. We saw tweets from Seattle Police Department saying we didn't have any reports of vandalism, no arrests. Nashville, Tennessee. And so for Donald Trump right now, all of this in perspective is not good. And my answer to you is because it's not good for him to keep pushing. Maybe the news won't be great tomorrow or the next day. Maybe things, obviously, as time goes on, will get bad news. Donald Trump will do something horrendous, and it'll make us feel like, this fight isn't worth fighting. It's always worth fighting. And today proves it. I'm so proud of every single one of you that showed up and made your voice heard because it makes a difference. Listen, if you enjoyed this video, make sure you click like down below and subscribe to this channel. Sorry, we're trying to build something big here to uplift Gen Z voices. If you want to be a part of that, make sure you hit subscribe. And again, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys are so incredible. I appreciate you so much. As more protests go on around the country, I'm sure in the coming days and weeks, make sure you're safe out there. Stay peaceful. Bring water, mask, sunscreen would be a good idea, etc. And I'll see you out there. I appreciate you so much, and I'll see you in the next video.